News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The majority of patients treated in Irish hospitals for drug and alcohol poisoning are accidentally overdosing on paracetamol. That's according to new HSE figures released to the Sunday Times. Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist and host of the Wonder Care podcast. Are you surprised at this?
No, we've known that, say, even in the UK, and I assume it's the same in Ireland, that paracetamol overdose is actually the leading cause for liver transplant. Paracetamol is one of those drugs that unfortunately has a relatively narrow therapeutic window. And that just means that the window in which the dose is effective or it becomes toxic is quite small. And paracetamol is metabolized by the liver. So if you, say, for example, you know, take too much or you're taking paracetamol with other things that have to be cleaned out of your body through the liver, like alcohol or other medications, then your liver will very quickly become overwhelmed and not be able to actually, you know, I suppose, convert all of the medicine into a harmless metabolite, which can then be excreted. So really and truly, it is one that people need to be really, really cautious around, because overdose can happen very close to the normal recommended dose.
Okay. The instructions on boxes of paracetamol are pretty clear though, aren't they? Or are they clear enough?
They are. So there's a few different areas here where I see risk in the pharmacy. So first one I just want to highlight, I suppose, as an extra, is children's suppositories. There has been a really sad case a few years ago where, you know, the 500 milligram adult suppository was administered to a baby instead of the 180 milligram. And unfortunately, that baby did die. So I would just, as a result of that, paracetamol suppositories are now behind the counter, hidden out of way. So they're not for self-selection. Pharmacists will always be involved in a sale of those. But there's other areas where adults, I suppose, can fall foul. One of them would be, as you said, accidental, in terms of taking multiple products that contain paracetamol. So someone might be taking Panadol for their headache or another brand of just generic paracetamol. And then they might say, you know, if they have a fever or other cold or flu symptoms, they might take something like Lemsip or Benlin for flu or Salpa cold and flu. There's loads. All of the cold and flu remedies really contain paracetamol. And so they don't realize that they're actually taking, you know, double the recommended dose. So that's one big area. And that's why, you know, the pharmacist is perfectly placed to have those conversations on the till. But we can't obviously control what people do at home with products that may be sitting on their shelf. So I always urge people to have a look and see what contains paracetamol. One other huge problem area for me that I identify as a real risk is that, you know, in certain codeine related products, which we know have a tendency to be addictive, there is paracetamol in those also. So if you have someone who is craving excess codeine or, you know, addicted to codeine, they're not just actually taking the codeine. They're taking excess paracetamol as well, which is incredibly dangerous. So for me, they're kind of the main areas where accidental overdose can happen.
So what is the advice to people this morning, Sheena?
So really, it's about making sure that before you take any two products together, that you're only taking one that contains paracetamol. Also, you know, you're making sure that, as you said there, you're reading the leaflet and you're not going beyond the recommended dosage, because with paracetamol, overdose can happen very close to that, and it's especially weight dependent. So, you know, really just to urge caution, and as always, keep medicines out of the way of children. I think, you know, we have a broader conversation to have about the codeine complication, but we won't get into that today.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, good advice. Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist, host of the Wonder Care podcast. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.